Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Athletic did a very interesting article, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
They went to most betrayed quarterbacks in the National Football League, meaning quarterbacks who did their job enough to win, but the team around them, defense, special teams, coaching, whatever have you, went against the quarterback's efforts.
Yeah, left him hanging.
Right. What do you think about this list, first of all?
I mean, I think it's interesting to look at the betrayal index, and it's just basically telling you when a quarterback is playing his ass off and you guys want to give him a loss because his team lost the game, then it doesn't belong there, right? Like, if you've, and it's easy to look at some of the guys at the top to say, yeah, this guy's having an excellent season from a statistical standpoint, but his team's not winning.
Right.
And that's why you see some of the names up top.
Now, Joe, how do you explain it?
It is explained by The Athletic right. as the difference between a quarterback's EPA and the defense's / special teams EPA.
EPA meaning?
Expected points added.
Exactly. So we'll give you the ranking as it is. The top five, Josh Allen. Love.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
Makes sense.
Baker Mayfield, with some surprise. He's 5-1.
Well, because if you look at what he's had to do to win those games.
Right.
Like, he's had to be spectacular to have that record they have.
And Dak Prescott. The only team, I mean, Lamar Jackson has the worst record in here at 1-3. He's 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else except the Cowboys has a winning record. Patrick Mahomes is down here, too. You know who's down here who's ranked number 6 to this? Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, Tua. I ain't even saying that last name.
Yeah, he's ranked number 6. He's between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Well, and I think some of that, too, is when we look at it. Go look at the games and see where they were in those games and who gave up what. Did somebody fumble the ball away when you're driving? Did a wide receiver drop a pass? Did you take the lead and your defense just give it right back?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these things are going to factor into this. When you talk about the EPA and what you're expected to get, it's almost like it's not war, but it's just trying to tell you like how the person is played. You know what it is? It's like an XFIP when you're trying to remove something to try to show you how good the player's been. I think that's something you look at. Or BABIP. I know that's one of your favorites. Yeah. Batted balls in play. It kind of tells you, hey, he's hitting the ball. He's just hitting it right at somebody. This is telling you these quarterbacks are playing extremely well. They deserve better from what they've gotten.
So does the eyes match what The Athletic is saying?
For four of them, the only one I didn't, and again, I didn't look enough at it, would be Jordan Love. Like, I was surprised to hear his name. I wasn't surprised to hear Josh Allen because when you look at it, he's still putting up amazing numbers, and then he just lost two games. He didn't have a great game against, was it the Pats or... He had a subpar game in there. But, like, you think about Week 1. Look at what he did, and his defense gave up 40 points. He just happened to score 41.
Yeah, you sure wasn't the Falcons?
I think that's it, the Falcons. He had a bad game against them, not the Patriots.
I think Jordan Love, though, he's ranked as the fourth quarterback on here. which probably says that that does a lot for it because he's ranked so high and the team around him has not played as great because I don't think they have. I think he's done a lot to contribute to wins more so than all the guys around him.
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just the only one I didn't picture being in there.
Right. I mean, it, what was it, 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys, 27-18 against the Bengals, and that game was closer than the score indicated.
Where are the Eagles on there?
You mean Jalen Hurts?
I feel like he's got to be down that list.
He's not on it.
Yeah, I feel like he's got to be. He's played poorly, man.
Yeah.
He's just one game.
So you don't think he should be? Oh, you're saying you don't think he should be?
Yeah. Again, that's a team that's 4-2. Like, if you looked at them and you looked at Buffalo, same type of trajectory. You start off 4-0, lose your last two games. They've been very fortunate to be where they're at right now. So, I mean, as you start looking at some of the other quarterbacks on the list, like, you know, I started thinking about guys like Trevor Lawrence, where their teams have been in a lot of close games. And who else? C.J. Stroud. Has his offense let him down? Is that something you look at?
He's 26th.
Who?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. It makes sense, though.
26th. His fact, he's a plus 10, meaning they're doing better than he is.
Is he still a top five quarterback since he won the Super Bowl last year? Well, people were naming him top five last year after winning the Super Bowl.
He's closer to the bottom than he is to the top. The two at the bottom would be Trevor Lawrence, and then just above him would be Bo Nix.
Mm. All right.
Then Cam Ward, Joe Flacco, Justin Herbert, C.J. Stroud, Michael Penix Jr., Jalen Hurts.
Okay. I mean, I think the guys up top make total sense to me, and Dak being number one with the way he's been playing. If you'd have had me guess, that's who I would have said number one, and then I probably would have said Lamar right after that.
So Baker Mayfield's up there though.
Yeah, but I'm saying like when you think about it, like he's not one I would have thought.
So your eyes match what the index says.
At least for two of them, yeah. But the Baker Mayfield thing makes sense now when you look at how many close games they've played that maybe shouldn't have been a close game.
Yeah, because even though you're winning games, doesn't mean your team's not betraying you.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's betrayal actually ends up in losses. That's the difference. I'm surprised Spencer Rattler's so high up there.
Where's he at?
He's top 10.
Well, because he's played well. I mean, like...
He's 8.
Here, let me pull up
He's Spencer. Above Daniel Jones.
Spencer Rattler, I can't believe I'm saying this, because I would have never expected this, and you being a South Carolina guy.
Yeah, I thought it was trash.
So Spencer Rattler this season, he has 1,200 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, and only 1 pick.
What's his passer rating?
Passer rating, his QBR is 60.3. That's different. Passer rating, where's for the season?
If you're on ESPN, they're not going to show you.
Yeah, it's not. So I'm on ESPN.
They are self
They just do the promoting. QBR.
Yeah, they're self-promoting.
But like, so
passer rating is 91.9.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah. For a guy, I mean, you're great him, on a curve.
Yeah,
especially.
For him, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Better than I thought he would be. Passer rating, yeah. QBR, like you said, he's averaging about 203 yards passing per game. He played in, he almost has, he's about on track. But last year he had 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He was horrible. Passer rating was 70. So he's played well. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's good. Growth is always good. 410-583-1057. World of Stupid is at 7:30, but on the other side, Jeremy and I make our NFL picks up next for Week 7 on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
7:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is taking his bi-week vacation down in Florida. I just hope we don't pick up the or look on the internet next week and see Florida man Edward T. Norris
running around going crazy.
Well, he can stand still. He's still crazy. Last night you won. Ed and I had Pittsburgh. I had Pittsburgh with Cincinnati covering.
Yeah.
But I had Pittsburgh actually winning the game. I'll take it. Let's go game one. Rams at Jacksonville.
Yeah, this is a London game.
Yeah.
So technically a home game for Jacksonville. I like the Rams here. I just think they are the better team. The fact that they stayed on the East Coast, I think, is helping them out and practicing at Camden Yards instead of going all the way back to Cali and then coming back to London.
I wish you did that.
Okay, thanks.
Going back to Cali.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'm going Jacksonville.
Oh.
I think I'm on this Jacksonville now. This is, like you said, it's a home game for them. And Trevor Lawrence is not new to this. Neither is Etienne. You know, this is something they're very familiar with. I think they go out to London, they win, they beat.
Big French community coming in to watch Etienne play.
Yes. Eating baguettes.
Yes.
All right. New Orleans travels to Chicago to take on my man Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. I'm going Bears.
Yeah.
I think Bears win big in this one.
I think you got to go Bears with the way they've been playing. And also, I mean, look, we're looking at New Orleans. Last week, I think for me, I was going, hey, man, the Giants should be favored on the road against anybody, even the Saints team. Saints end up winning that game. But, yeah, you're still the Saints, and I think the Bears are the better team.
You got to talk me into somebody on this one, Jeremy. Miami to Cleveland. I said to you during a break, the Dolphins either show that they're done with Tua and get boat raced or rally behind him and do what they should do by beating the Browns.
Well, here's what I'm doing with this game. The best unit on the field, Browns defense. Okay. I'm going with the Browns in this matchup. I think their defense shows out. They win the game. But I don't feel great about it. I mean, Browns are favored, and they should be in this spot against Miami.
I'm going with Vegas. Vegas said Browns favorite. I'm saying the Browns win.
Yeah.
I'm going with Vegas in this one because I have no clue. I know about this one. New England travels to Tennessee. We kept hearing that New England was a much improved team, largely because of coaching. I'm a believer. They are. Drake May, his name is not being talked about, but Drake May should be top five considerations right now for MVP. I'm going New England over Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's New England's a touchdown favorite on the road. Tennessee stinks. It makes sense.
On ice.
Yeah, give me New England.
New coaches. Yeah. Vegas travels to Kansas City. Jeremy, what do you like here?
Keep it moving.
Okay.
This is a Chiefs game. They're going to run roughshod over them, especially if Brock Bowers doesn't play.
I'll give you another one then. Philadelphia at Minnesota. This one has you baffled a little bit.
Well, so I'm saying this. If J.J. McCarthy's starting, I don't feel as great about Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But I do like Minnesota coming off their bye week. I think there's some wholesale issues with that Philly defense. Mm-hmm. They couldn't stop the run. I'll say this much, though. Minnesota couldn't stop the run against Cleveland when they were overseas. I think they can come back here and do a little bit better of a job coming off their bye. I think Minnesota wins this game.
If, but is that, there's a caveat there?
I mean, I can't do that. I can't. So I'm just going to take Minnesota either way. I'm not going to sit here and save JJ. I'm not going to do what Rob did, which was illegal and against the rules, and say, if this happens, then I take this. If that happens, then I take that. We're picking today.
Man, I've been illegal and against the rules all my life.
Lock it in.
All right.
Final answer.
Philly
Minnesota
defeats Minnesota. They will not continue to slide the way they have. They do have to get rid of A.J. Brown. He's a problem. He's a big problem.
You know who they're talking about is the Steelers maybe trading for A.J. Brown.
Let him go.
Teaming up the old Ole Miss guys, right?
Let him go.
DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown.
Carolina at Jets. Jeremy and I try to tell you people that the team you better look out for this year were the Carolina Panthers. I said, I don't think they're going to go over 500. They may win about seven games. Seven. You better watch out for them. They pick up another win on Sunday against the Jets.
Yeah, man, I think wrong team's favored here. Look, I love Carolina. I don't know that this team has any business being favored. Same thing I'm saying about the Giants from last week. I don't know that they have any business being favored on the road over another team. Give me the Jets. I think this is the upset special of the week.
New York Giants, speaking of them, they travel to the Denver Broncos.
Oh, here comes the hammer. Give me Denver.
I think Denver wins big. Indiana Jones travels out to L.A. to take on the Chargers. The Chargers, there's something missing with this football team. So I'm watching baseball now. There's something missing with this football team. I think they're a good team, but it's just some oomph, some toughness, which is hard to say about Joe Harbaugh.
A lot of injuries, too.
I'm going with Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I went with the Kalima. I think Indiana Jones gets his heart pulled out. Give me the Chargers at home. I don't feel great about this game, even though I was talking boisterous about it just a second ago. But going back home, getting some home cooking, if they can get their run game going, I'll take the Chargers at home.
Washington travels to Dallas.
Yeah, I'm on the Cowboys. I think they pull off a minor upset here.
We talked about that. We made that pick earlier. I think Cowboys win in a very, very close game. I think Green Bay goes out to Arizona. Speaking of something's missing with the Arizona Cardinals team. I think it may be Kyler Murray. I don't know if Kyler Murray is a guy that says, you can win with me. I think statistically he's good. I think he can put up some highlights, but I'm starting to question his mettle a little bit. I think Green Bay wins this game.
Yeah, I'm not a Kyler Murray guy. More and more I watch him play, there's something missing, man. And you watch him game to game, like some of the key moments. Like you'll see him do something so amazing and go, yeah, that's why they drafted him. And then all of a sudden watch him go, what are you looking at? Yeah. Why are you running backwards? Get rid of the ball. I wanted to take Arizona plus the points in this game so bad, but I did not click that button. I'm going to take Green Bay to win, though.
Atlanta travels to San Francisco.
I think this is the highest scoring game of the weekend.
Sunday night?
Yep.
It's going to keep me up.
But I'm taking San Francisco to win.
You are?
Yep.
Nah, bro.
Nah?
I think Bijan Robinson goes out there to San Fran.
This Atlanta Falcons team has been, I think this is... this week.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is Penix a product of his environment? Or is he good?
I think he's okay.
Product of his environment.
Yeah. I mean, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I've watched him enough to go, there's some things I like, and then there's some serious things where I'm going, he's a little off here.
Yeah, but you got to love a quarterback that takes his helmet off and has a pink do-rag on. Well, I'm not making fun of him.
You know why, though?
No.
He doesn't want any of his teammates to see his hair. They've all begged to see his hair, so he wears the do-rag all the time so none of them can see it.
I mean,
Even in the shower.
I'm not making fun of him, man.
I'm not either, but he talked about this.
You can, I mean, the quarterback got enough swag to wear a pink do-rag.
I think he said he made a joke where he told everybody he was going to show him their hair, and he took off his do-rag, and he had another do-rag underneath. Like, screw y'all, you ain't going to see it.
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. Well, how are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
Yes, you're right, sir.
My prediction is the Ravens will not lose this week.
Got him.
Will the Ravens play well enough for the rest of the season to keep the fans interested? And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend too, Antonio. And yes, I have a I don't think the team has quit on John Harbaugh completely. I think Lamar Jackson is too much of a winner to quit on a coach. I think Lamar Jackson has enough pull in the organization that if he wants a coach gone or he wants to voice his opinion about him, he's going to continue to do what he does. And then after the season, voice his opinion, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a lay down guy. I don't think he's the guy to prove a point by laying down
I agree.
And losing. So I think when Lamar comes back, they take care of business, Antonio, and they keep people's attention. And if there is a disconnect with Harbaugh, Lamar will handle that after the season. I don't think this team is a laydown team.
Yeah, the other thing you got to realize, too, when we were talking about the Bears, I feel bad for the Bears after the Ravens' bye week. They get healthy, and they've got a lot of pent-up aggression to take out on somebody. And as you pointed out, Bears are playing the Saints this week. They should win, be coming in happy on their winning streak, and just get smacked in the mouth.
So the Ravens going to be like the dude from Penitentiary returning home?
Yes, that's exactly it. Where's she at? Never mind, where he at?
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, is that? No.
Whoa.
It don't matter.
Yes, it
does. I'll take what I can get.
No, we won't. No, we won't. We are particular around here. We're particular. Ralph Russo joins us at 8 o'clock. Jeremy keeps talking like that. Ralph Russo will join him. I'm leaving. But on the other side, it's the world of stupid.
Oh, man. Some fun stuff today in the world of stupid, as we always do. Kim Kardashian has a new product out. Do you know about this?
Yes, I do.
Can't wait to talk. If you don't know what a Merkin is, we're definitely going to talk about it. Have fun with that. We're also going to talk about a Missouri restaurant. Got even with a Dine and Dasher who tried to pay for his food with what? I'll tell you what that was. And then also some fun stuff here as we had an interesting story that's out. I sent it to the group. There's a new documentary coming out talking about aliens, that there is non-human intelligent life out there. I want to bring it up and get your guys' thoughts on it. We do that next in the world of stupid. All right. So we got a documentary coming out and I don't know how you guys feel. I've talked about this, and I know I've asked you before, and I don't remember. Like, we've talked about ghosts and aliens. Some people believe in them. Some people don't.
Yeah.
I'm one that I tend to not believe in it. I think I need to see it or have some sort of experience with it, but never really thought much about it. But there's a documentary coming out called The Age of Disclosure. It's an 80-year global cover-up of non-human intelligent life with testimony from members of government and intelligence communities. People that have flown airplanes and seen things, and they have video of it, you know, talking about presidents seeing stuff and knowing what's going on. It's an 80-year global cover-up of non-human intelligent life and a secret war among major nations to reverse engineer advanced technology of non-human origin. So with this being said, first off, do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Okay, Joe, do you believe in aliens?
That was a resounding yes, Rob. I didn't expect that from you.
Yes. I don't know if they're amongst us, but I believe there's life on other planets.
Yes.
Do you believe in them too?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know why people
something intelligent or just that there's other life out there.
Why, wait a minute. Why did you think I would?
No, it was just resounding. You could have said, "Yeah."
You're like, I thought you'd be like, "Yeah." You were like, "Oh, absolutely." Yes.
I think it's silly of us to think that there are other planets and there's nothing going on.
We've already seen three documentaries on this, that there is, you know, alien life on Earth. You know, they come down here, they like to drink, they like sugar and water.
What documentaries are these?
Men in Black?
Have
one,
you seen?
Two, and three. In part two, they had a bald chinian, and the only way to hurt the guy is to pull the clothes off his face and punch him in the balls on his chin. It's a bald chinian.
Documentary.
It's a documentary, man.
Yes.
I seen it.
Agent K?
Look at this light. Boo! Yeah, that's it. But yeah, I mean, are you into documentaries at all? Not your thing?
No.
I love them. Joe?
That's probably 90% of what I watch.
Yeah, I just love it. So I'm going to watch this and I'll make
does
up
it come
my
out? Does it say?
The date.
I guess I am a
November
a documentary
21st
fan because I saw all Men in Black.
Yeah.
I'm a documentary fan.
Yeah. You seen it.
Yeah. Even that's the first documentary I saw with a soundtrack.
That's
a documentary.
All right, let me move on from this dumbass story.
This monitor's not working. God, the monitor is fried.
Let's go to Kim Kardashian because Joe has some. First off, she's putting out a line of panties that have merkins on them. And what merkins is, it's fake pubic hair.
I saw that.
So, like, if you watch it, sometimes in film, when they're doing an older movie and someone's going to be nude, they wear a merkin because the bush used to be in style back then, I think.
Okay.
But Kim Kardashian had a lot of things to say to have her end up in the world of stupid. But Joe, go ahead and play that.
I mean, I don't have a concept of what like certain simple things cost, which really is, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more about what like a milk carton costs, and you know, let me think about this.
What the
hell? Milk carton? You mean a carton of milk? Just the carton? You don't have that. I mean, this. She wants to know what a milk carton costs, Jeremy. Yeah. Not a carton of milk.
She's been so sheltered that she has no idea what anything costs. Like, she's been, I mean, this is, lived that rich life her whole life, right? She's never had to do any of this. Shop for herself. Like, the other clip she said when she was married to Kanye West, that when he was going through one of his episodes, she didn't know if she'd come home and find five of their Lamborghinis sold. Like, you just sold my car. What? Nobody lives like that.
You sold my favorite Lamborghini.
Yeah. You sold the orange one and the pink one? Get out of here. Yeah, you in the front.
If a woman shaves, why would she want to put drawers with hair on?
I don't know. I don't understand this, why she's putting it out there.
If she wanted hair,
it's back in.
Well, yeah. Just grow it.
And maybe it's just uncomfortable for her to actually have it, but she wants to give the illusion.
So putting fake hair around you.
I think they're going to have
pelvic to get... Pelvic area is not... uncomfortable. Okay.
She's going to have to put out like some sort of granny panties or something, because I like when it starts above the belly button.
Well, what starts?
The hair.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Not for you?
No.
Little happy trail.
Goo.
No. Ew.
I don't like picking my teeth.
Oh, woof.
I think we were getting too far down this rabbit hole.
Oh, my fault. I thought it was 9:30, not 7:30. My fault. Take two.
Yeah. So here, look, I don't know if I can turn this with the camera on, but there's pictures of their G-strings with Merkins on them. The ultimate bush.
I don't get it.
That's what Skims has unveiled.
Why would you want to do, just let it grow. It's not a beard. It's like, I'm sure everybody can grow one.
Is there a price tag on, does it say how much they are?
They'll retail for $32 a pop.
Oh my gosh. Now,
so what I don't know... With Skims, is it just one in a package? Is it three for 32? I'm assuming it's got to
like
be one.
Mine when it's seven, because it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
A different bush for each day.
Does yours have different hair on it too?
No.
Oh. Just racing stripes in the back. Fans have mixed reactions. Many are straight up confused. Asked, who asked for this one?
Exactly.
Is everything okay? Like, I'm calling 911 on Kim Kardashian. Smart way to bring people to your website, have them laughing, then end up buying actual cute stuff they don't even need.
She has no concept of anything. So no. When she asked, what's the number to 911? When she asked that?
Yeah, that would not surprise me. I mean, like this whole family, I get on my wife about watching trash TV and the Kardashian show and stupid ass Ryan Seacrest bringing it to all of us. That thing took off. People must love watching this.
That's Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan, he produced it. Yeah, man, he started it.
That dude prints money, man.
Yeah. He's going to make somebody a happy husband one time. Hey, let's go to this story. let's go to this story about a Missouri restaurant.
Jesus.
Missouri restaurant gets even with a Dine and Dasher who tried to pay for burgers and sides with, you know, what everybody has, a $1,000 bill. And ironically, on this $1,000 bill that he showed.
Who's on it?
Benjamin Franklin. He's on the $100 and the $1,000 bill.
All about the Benjamins, baby.
Somebody printed an extra zero on it. It just looks so stupid. And everybody knows that's fake. Why are you even going to try this?
Do you know who was on the real $1,000 bill?
Was it... hold on. I think I do know this. I'm not going to sit here and waste your time. Who was it?
Grover Cleveland.
Ah.
Yes.
From the first or second term?
Yeah. Oh. They got it from the second time.
Oh, good, good. Michael's Bar and Grill,
you know,
in Manchester.
Who's a $1,000 food stamp?
Who?
Grover Washington.
I think I've had those
in my
lifetime.
That's right. I have too.
About 20 miles outside of St. Louis, plastered an image of the customer who skipped out on his meal on Facebook after they realized the costly error their servers made on Sunday. The customer ordered a burger and multiple sides at the restaurant before paying his tab with what a server believed was a $100 bill for a $40 meal. But then when they looked at it even longer, they realized it was a $1,000 bill. By the time she returned to confront him,
something
the man had already
right
left
about
with
this
a to-go
bill
bag.
Right here. What is something odd? I mean, what is there a comma in 100?
I mean, come on. Michaels said the fraudster who passed the fake bill must have been spotted his picture online and showed up the next day, paid his bill, and apologized for what he had done. He even left the servers a tip. So hats off to him, but you end up in the world of stupid, sir. That's it.
Thank you very much. Ralph Russo joins us at 8 o'clock to talk some college football. Can't wait for that. But on the other side, MLB playoff recap. One series starting over, the other one might be finishing up soon. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Guerrero with a fly ball to right. He's hit it well. It is gone. Just enough to get it out of here. His fifth home run of the postseason, and it is 6-2.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. is on one. That's courtesy of Fox Sports. Five home runs this postseason alone. He is putting up historic numbers. If they indeed do make it to the World Series, it will be very interesting to see how many more he hits. Because I got a feeling, it almost looks like if the Toronto Blue Jays win, George Springer or Vlad Jr. have World Series MVP written all over them. Either one of those guys.
Yeah, but you know what will happen? It'll be Ernie Clement that wins it.
Yeah.
So some guy's going to show out
or
in Varsho. Two games.
Yeah. Dalton Varsho.
Yeah, something weird happens. But again, did you see Vlad last night that he was pissed that he didn't go for three?
Uh-huh.
He hit the ball in the perfect spot of the park there in Seattle where it rolled to the wall. And I feel like had he gone out of the box looking for three, he gets it standing up. But when he got when he was getting the second, he looks and he's like, it's going to be close if I go. And right. He was angry at himself. But look, big game for them. I thought Seattle was the spot last night. And again, they bounced back. I'm going to be on Seattle tonight. I just can't quit you. I think Bryce Miller pitched well against him in the first start. That concerns me a little bit going into this one because it looks like Toronto's on one. But as we've talked about, baseball's momentum is next day's starting pitcher.
Yeah, speaking of momentum, the Toronto Blue Jays have won two in a row, taking home field advantage back. Now they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Now 0-2, they were wounded. 2-2, brand new series, best of three. They're dangerous. Now
you know you're going back home. And again, Seattle's going to have a very good pitcher in every single game. Toronto's going to have solid starters. Like, we're going to get to the point today. Kevin Gausman goes out there. He didn't pitch long in the first game. And then you get Trey Savage in the next one. And then you let the chips fall where they may. I think this is going to be a fun series. This is the one I thought where a team could get back into it. It would be Toronto. I just felt bad for Milwaukee because, I mean, it's four aces.
Yeah.
How are you going to beat four aces? And again, you have to start off on the right foot, and I think it means sealing a game one or game two to give yourself some confidence.
This is why I don't like baseball's best of seven format. The 2-3-2, I don't like it. Because, like, Toronto has home field advantage. They lost the first two games at home. They won the next two games in Seattle. Now Seattle gets another chance to get, back into it, picking up a win because they have three straight games at home. I don't like that. I think it should be 2-2-1-1-1.
I think it's the best way to do it, but sometimes eliminating travel and all the other things. I get you.
You're worth a gazillion dollars.
Like, to your point, it worked out the way that the Dodgers would want this, going into this game with a chance to knock them off and not having to go back to Milwaukee to do it.
Or how about this? How about Milwaukee steals one tonight? Then the Dodgers are like, no problem. We come back Saturday. We're still at home.
That's right. It's a 3-0 series.
You shouldn't have that. If the Brewers steal one, they should be able to go back home to get another one because they have the home field advantage. I think anytime the team with home field advantage has to play more games on the road during any time of that series, then it's a disadvantage. The team with the home field advantage never plays three games in a row at home.
Yeah.
But the team that doesn't have home field advantage just to play three games in a row at home. I think it's a bad thing. I do. I think the Dodgers close it out tonight, and I think the Blue Jays get one step closer to closing this out when they go home on Sunday. I think they win today.
Oh, really? I like Seattle I think the Dodgers close it out. Shohei on the bump, and then they get to wait for whoever gets out of the Seattle-Toronto series, which means they're setting everything up the way they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is another Dodgers year where they got healthy the right time, and they get it done because they have more talent than everyone else.
I want the Mariners-Brewers, selfishly, because I predicted that after the trade deadline. However, admittingly, a Blue Jays-Dodgers series is going to be epic.
Yeah.
That would be – are you kidding me? The names in that series? That would be – you talk about George Springer, been there, done that. Vlad Guerrero, who is a superstar, now introducing himself to people who aren't traditional baseball followers because he's going to tear it up.
You know who I feel bad
Kevin
for?
Kevin Gausman. Who?
Bo Bichette. He got to sit here and watch all this because he got hurt. Did they say if he'd be able to come back in the World Series or not? Because I know it would have been close, but are you going to even make that change?
I would.
Because of his injury.
I would. Let's get somebody on that roster that I could do without.
Yeah.
Well, Bo Bichette?
You saw what just happened to Santander, right?
Yeah, Bo Bichette. Bo Bichette might replace Santander.
Yeah.
Is he close enough to have you? I didn't even look it up. I was just thinking about it.
They were hopeful that he would come back at some point.
I mean, that's a huge shot in the arm if he's able to.
I hate it for him this year. I do. It just has not gone well for him.
The Jays fans are done with him.
I know.
What, Bo Bichette?
No, Santander.
You should have heard the conversations I had with some Jays fans the last time we were up there. You guys can take him back as far as I'm concerned. We'll pack him in a box where you put him on a plane.
So Joey Loperfido has taken Santander's spot in this series.
Okay.
But they are hopeful that Bichette, meanwhile, is attempting to get healthy enough to help out. He was spotted running on the field on Thursday afternoon in Seattle. The Blue Jays shortstop hasn't played since September 6th, but it doesn't say when they expect him to return. Could be.
Cool. If we get to a game seven, you know who may face? You know who the Blue Jays may face?
Who?
Woo!
Are they talking about him coming back?
He could be back probably in the next, three or four days?
Yeah, they wanted to save him to the end of the series.
Yeah.
He probably could have pitched earlier on, but when they went up 2-0, then I mean, they probably thought they were going to be winning it by now.
Yeah.
But.
By the way, was that Kiss play for Ace Frehley?
It was. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Ace Frehley. He should have played back in the New York groove.
Who's Ace Frehley?
He was the drummer for Kiss.
No, guitar player.
Guitar player, excuse me.
Peter Criss was the drummer.
Peter Criss, you're right.
Yeah. He died?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a fall at home, hit his head, and he had a brain bleed and died.
Ooh.
Yeah, not a good way to go.
That is not a good way to go. 74. Mm. You last 74 years, and that's how you go?
I know, man. I thought
Damn,
that.
Man. Yeah. You know how much stuff that he battled being a rock star? See, the commercial says you can't call everybody a rock star, but Kiss said they are rock stars.
No, they are. But, you know, that's how my wife's grandfather passed away.
Are you serious?
96 years old, in the best health of anybody you could ever see.
And he dies that way.
He had a fall and hit his head and had a brain bleed.
Oh, God.
And that's the guy I told you was in the Golden Games. Like, he was the 80-year-old competing against 60-year-olds because he was in such good health that he would destroy 60-year-olds. And he has all these gold medals. He would destroy the 60-year-old. So
yeah, because Luke could beat at 80.
He doesn't want to run with the 80-year-olds because he'd run backwards pointing at him as he's running. I mean, he was in such good shape, and to hear that that's how it went.
That's crazy,
lived
man.
A long, great life, but it's just sad. Brain bleed.
Mm. Dying falling off a ladder?
Well, he wasn't a ladder. He was just...
Just fell.
He fell out in
the
front
Kiss
of
guy, Ace, was a ladder? Was I think it, he said a ladder.
Was it his step ladder? Because maybe he didn't know his real ladder? That's a dad joke.
So, Joe, the Kiss guy fell off a ladder?
Is that what happened?
I didn't look all the way into it. I just saw that he had a fall.
I'll agree.
At home.
All right.
Was he up there going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-ah? Is that what happened or no?
Hey, Jeremy, add this to the list of the ways that I'll never die.
Yes, okay.
Falling off a ladder.
Well, that could have been me. I've fallen off a few.
Because if they say I did, somebody put me up there after I died already. After they did whatever they had to do. I ain't climbing up no ladder.
When I was doing the roofing stuff, I had a really scary situation where I went up on a roof to inspect it. It was like 30 feet in the air. And my ass started sliding down that roof and I couldn't stop. And I was able to finagle my way over to the chimney so I had something to slide into. Because if that chimney wasn't there... My ass was gone.
True story. When I worked at NST, because Nestor cheated us out of all our money.
Yeah, that's true.
And I had to go get a part-time job at Home Depot. I saw somebody go up on a ladder, and the ladder wasn't locked. He lost two fingers.
Oof.
Yeah.
I've gone up on the ladder where it wasn't locked, and the damn thing goes all the way down, and you
fall
down.
That's fine, as long as
you're Christmas vacation.
Yeah. Like, just go to
Crofton to get Keith. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to kind of play devil's advocate, not argue with you about the 2-3-2 in baseball, the format. I think it's a little different than basketball and hockey in terms of you would need the travel day, and it kind of is different with starting pitching because then you could rest guys, because I don't think you would play the very next day if you kept traveling for 2-2-1-1-1.
No, I agree with you. I'm sure it's more for that reason, Keith, than it is to save money. I agree. I just don't like it. I think there's a way to fix it, because if you're not the team with home field advantage, you shouldn't have more consecutive games played at home than a team with home field advantage. But I agree. I think they do it more for what you said than for saving money, to be honest with you. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, man. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's probably why they do it. I don't like it. I mean, you get to play three games in a row at home?
Yeah.
Something's not right about that. Ralph Russo joins us up next. Talk some college football on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.